5 years of economic stimulus, and where is the U.S. economy now?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Despite aggressive policies to stimulate the economy in Japan, a key reading of growth today has come up remarkably short. The Japanese government said today that their economy, the world's third largest, grew at an annualized rate of just 1% in the last quarter of 2013. Given all the stimulus called Abenomics after the current Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, forecasters were expecting much more. Weaker-than-expected exports to a slower-growing China is part of this. The Japanese government has $54 billion more stimulus on the way that's designed in part to offset a 3% increase in sales tax that's coming to Japan in April. And on the subject of economic stimuli, how has it worked in the U.S.? 5 years ago today, President Obama signed into law the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, better known as the stimulus. $750 billion worth of spending that was supposed to kickstart an economic recovery and, as its supporters said at the time, save or create 3.5 million jobs. Well, did it? Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Well, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the stimulus created somewhere between 500,000 jobs and 3.3 million jobs.
If you want a precise answer that no one can quibble with, you're not going to get that.
Jim Firer is an economist at Dartmouth who's studied the stimulus. He believes unemployment is lower than it would have been, but it's impossible to say how much lower because there's not enough data. The world, Firer says, is too messy. Gabriel Chodorow-Reich was an economist at the White House in 2009.
The economy was in much worse shape at that point than we thought it was at that point.
And it continued to go downhill. Chodorow-Reich says many studies, including one he worked on, have shown the stimulus had a large impact on employment. But Firer highlights the biggest challenge of assessing how well it worked.
You don't have what we call counterfactual. We don't know what the world would have looked like in the absence of passing a stimulus package.
And that is something its critics continue to seize upon as President Obama asks Congress to approve more money to improve infrastructure. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. U.S. financial markets will stay shut for President's Day, but it's a regular trading day elsewhere. The FT 100 is up about 1% in London right now. The DAX in Frankfurt is up 0.1%. Stocks in Japan weathered that meh GDP data, with the Nikkei rising 0.6% overnight. The euro is up to $1.37, and a dollar is up to 101.9 yen. And credit energy efficiency drives in Europe, or blame the economic downturn there. The European Union reported this morning that energy consumption throughout the EU fell 8% from 2006 through 2012. British viewers haven't seen anything like this for nearly 50 years. Night, exterior shot, city. A man and a woman are just so very happy they are lifted from their feet.
Pure satisfaction for smokers. Vype e-cigarettes. Experience the breakthrough.
It's an ad on TV for cigarettes that has been banned in Britain since 1964, but the new ads are electronic cigarettes, which dispense nicotine without burning tobacco. Vype, like the word hype with a V, are a product of the British American Tobacco Company. While there are health benefits compared to regular cigarettes, some experts are quoted worrying that ads like this will promote smoking in general, not just smoking of the electronic kind. So just how bad has the winter been? Even the cross-country ski place I drove to in New York State this weekend was closed due to snow. How bad's the weather been? Part two. Snowbound towns and states are resorting to remnants of rum and beet juice to help melt ice off the roads in lieu of salt. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on snow economics.
David Wood is one of the few upstate New York churchgoers still praying for snow.
I told my wife, if the people in this church knew what we were praying for, they probably wouldn't let us in.
But Wood loves the sound of snowplows because falling snow means rising profits for him. He's president of Sears Ecological Applications in Rome, New York. He makes de-icing liquid spread by snowplows. He started back in 1997 with a liquid made from the leftovers of rum makers. Wood bought a patent for the liquid from a Hungarian distillery. The distillers dumped their waste in a stream and accidentally discovered that the rum remnants prevented freezing.
These people standing to look at and put together the idea that when you were discharging this material in very cold weather, you didn't have freezing of the stream.
But spreading rum byproduct on roads, it was a hard sell at first.
There was incredible disbelief.
But Wood made a strong case. He told Cities and Towns, "My de-icer will stretch your road salt, make it stickier, and it'll work even in super cold weather." Wood's company grew. He started licensing his patent to people like Denver Preston of K-Tech Specialty Coatings, another big fan of winter.
The thing that really is exciting for us, believe it or not, are the extremely cold temperatures.
Preston expects sales to be up 100% this year. Other entrepreneurs are trying to figure out how to make a buck from Jack Frost. John Down teaches entrepreneurship at the University of Portland. His students were brainstorming the other day. He says one student suggested a snowman kit.
Kind of a multi-purpose tote container that could double as making the balls that would be just perfect for a snowman.
Down says all the snow we're getting is an opportunity rather than something to whine about. Ouch. In snowy Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And the San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that Apple could be developing a way that a high-end Apple-y wristwatch could include sensors that would issue an early warning that the wearer is suffering or about to suffer a heart attack. The same Chronicle piece has the tech world tweeting about a high-level meeting between the electric car maker Tesla and Apple. But before anyone concludes that an Apple car is on the way, please note that neither company has been commenting. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.